How is everybody? You're all good? Jesus prays for his friends. And in today's gospel, we hear him praying for his friends. And Jesus also prays for us, and then we pray for people too, right? And what is praying? Do you guys tell me again, what is praying? Talking to God. You're right. And sometimes we pray out loud, and sometimes we just pray in our hearts and in our minds, right? So I'm going to ask you guys to think of one of your friends that you think might need some prayers today. And like Jesus, we're going to pray. Hi, guys. We're going to pray for, everyone gets to say the name of a friend that they're praying for. Because that's the scripture from today. It's Jesus praying for his friends. So I thought you can think of one name and we'll pray for that friend, right? Okay, so are you thinking of a friend? You know? Okay, do you guys, can you think of the name of a friend? Because we're going to say it out loud who we think needs our prayers today. Okay. So why don't you tell me the name of your friend?
I don't know yet.
You're not sure yet? Okay, I'll come back to you. You're not sure yet either? Because you have so many. Yeah. Think of one person. It could be your cousin, a friend, someone at Sunday school or on your team. So you guys keep thinking. But you know, right? Okay, who are you? You said you knew. You changed your mind. Okay. You know? Whew, thank goodness. Okay. Who are you going to pray for, Declan?
My friends, Chris and Ivan, who are twins and they're moving schools.
Chris and Ivan, who are moving schools. Oh, that can be challenging. Who are you praying for?
My mommy's friend, and her friend has cancer.
Okay, so you're going to pray for your mom's friend who's sick. Okay, that's really kind. What about you, Tibetchi? Who are you going to pray for?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, my goodness. Okay, everybody who forgot their imagination, start thinking. Who are you praying for?
Janessa?
Sick. Oh, okay, so she's sick. Okay, Parker, who are you going to pray for? What friend?
Claire. She broke her arm.
Claire broke her arm. Yeah, she needs your prayers. Cadence?
Alyssa.
Alyssa? Okay, so Alyssa.
Claire.
Remind me, Janessa, did you think of someone? No. Mom's friend, the twins, did you guys think of anybody? Not yet. Okay, but you thought of someone?
Yeah. My friend Jack, he moved from Ohio to California, and now he moved back.
Oh, yeah, that's hard, so he's moving back. How about you, did you think of someone? Okay, who?
Bailey,
okay. Well, let's get in a big circle, and we're going to say our prayers. Come on. You don't know? That's okay. If you couldn't think of one person, you can just be thinking about all your friends or your whole classroom or all the kids in your soccer team or whatever, okay? You have a lot of friends, so just think of all of them. All right, so let's put our hands together, however you want, like this or close. Dear Jesus, thank you for showing us the example of praying for our friends. Please help us to remember that whenever we think of the people that we love and that we know that are our friends, that we can say their name and ask you to be with them. And we thank you, God, for all the people who are praying for us today. And we say this in your holy name. What?
Amen.
Now you know. Hold on.
It's Connor.
Oh, for Connor. Okay. He's your friend. Okay, Tibetchi, did you think of a friend? You just have so many. The whole group.
No, she prays for what I prayed for.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Are you her spokesperson?
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you guys to go off to Sunday school, and when you get to your classroom, you can pray for each other again, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye. Thank you.